This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Fear not, conservatives, for justice cometh, and it will lop off the heads of leftists like a Muslim invasion. Sharia! An invasion of leftist own creation. They have many invasions that are happening that are going to ruin leftism, ruin the Democratic Party, and restore America to greatness. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255 if you want to get a hold of us. Here at KJRadio.com, I explain everything that is happening in the world, and I predict the future with amazing accuracy. And you may wonder, Kevin, how do you do it? And I've explained it. I talked to you guys about being a free-range Negro, somebody who gets to say what he wants, do what he wants. I have no restrictions. All the left, they try to ostracize me. They try to make me feel bad. But such is a free-range Negro that we are impervious to the insults. Impervious to the death threats. Everywhere I go, Kevin, I'm a staunch conservative and a white male. But I must tell you, the black conservative takes more than any other group in this country and has to deal with it. And I would say to you, you are right. The only difference is, as we are trained in black conservatism, we don't give a crap. We don't care. Bring your death threats. Bring your, I'm going to kick your butt, whatever you want to bring. And you know what you get from a black conservative? I'm your Huckleberry. At least that's what you get from me. I'm ready. I'm ready for the fight. I don't care whether it's a fist fight, a gun fight, or a verbal altercation. And you know what? I'm going to win every one. Until God himself takes the breath out of my lungs, I will win every one. Glad you guys are here. Sometimes on the Kevin Jackson Show, I surprise you. I surprise you with my intellect, my insight, my ability to understand the problem at a deeper level, a level that many times you can't relate to. But here's the deal. You surprise yourselves, too. Because that creation of thought, that derivative thought that comes from me, forces you to dig a little deeper and to understand these problems, and you finally get it. And then you know what happens? Your backbone strengthens, and you say to yourselves, I'm no longer going to take it. That's what I am most proud of. Not that you agree with me or whatever. It's that it inspires you to dig a little deeper into your own psyche and to understand things and to come to your own conclusions. And those conclusions may differ with mine. It's rare. It's very rare. Because, see, the only dog I have in the fight in this whole thing is a love of America. I believe that's the same with you. Now, look, we could be selfish. Absolutely, we could be selfish. I could have a love of only my children, for example. I love my kids, but I love everybody's kids. I want everybody's kids to succeed to the level of effort and the level of drive and whatever they put into it. And I want the playing field to be level. If you were to say to me, Kevin, I can give your son an up in getting something at a job or whatever, do you know what I would say to you? I would say, no, thank you. My kid can qualify all on their own. And as much as I appreciate you wanting to unlevel the playing field, I won't accept it. Now, if you say, Kevin, I want to give your son something, it's a gift from me, blah, 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 I'll take it. My kids will take it. But I'm not going to do something that penalizes somebody else. I want my kids to compete fairly. There's not a leftist on the planet that can say that with integrity. You say it too. If you knew your child could get an unfair advantage, I'm not talking about an advantage, an unfair. If one of my baseball buddies, if Ozzie Smith comes to me and says, hey, Kev, I know Carly loves baseball, man. I want to send him to camp this summer at the best baseball camp in the country. Go. He can go. And if he makes it into the bigs and somebody says, well, he had the advantage of knowing Ozzie Smith. Well, okay, great. He had the advantage of knowing Ozzie Smith. But that's not an unfair. It may be unfair, but I know Ozzy, but dude, who do you know? I don't know who you know. Maybe you know somebody better than Ozzy. Well, that's pretty unusual. That's impossible. Ozzy was the best shortstop ever. You get what I'm saying? No, you have advantages. Take advantage of your advantages. But it isn't. If you were to say to me, Kevin, in order to get into the bigs, you have to make a list of all the people that your son knows versus some other kid. Even though I know tons of professional baseball players, I would go, no way. That is not going to be. He will earn his way in or not. You get what I'm saying? I don't have to spoon feed you guys. There's only a handful of leftists that listen to the program that are sitting there scratching their heads going, what? The Kevin Jackson Show. So here's the deal, folks. We agree on a lot, but we're not zealots. We're not waiting on confirmation of our opinions from others like leftists do. A leftist can't have his own opinion, his or her own opinion, because they have to wait until some overseer, some master, as we like to say, massa, brings it to them. They can't have an opinion. They're given what they're supposed to say and talk about. Ask them anything one layer deeper than a talking point, and they look like they might as well be seals going, you can't understand. There's nothing intelligent that comes out outside of a talking point, and that's stupid. The talking point is stupid. It's not based in logic or reason. So for this reason, people, you are winning. And as Trump says, you're winning big. The Democrats are stepping all over themselves in every possible way. What did I start this segment by saying? Fear not, conservatives. You always want to talk yourselves into a panic. You're like Jewish mothers. Oh, I don't know. Listen up, my baby. I have to calm my shear. Stop being a baby. God says don't worry. Ain't no need to worry. That's why you got attorneys, and that's why you have a belief in the higher power. God gave you Donald Trump. You hear me keep saying God, so I can hope these radio shows ban me, because they don't even like you to say God. Do you know if you write God, people write G-D, because the web traffic will drop if you actually spell out God? Is that crazy or what? That's the world you live in. There are many of you who come to this program for validation of your ideas. And I'm going to stop you. If you're here because you have an idea and you go, oh, Kevin actually believes the way I believe, congratulations. But if you come here because you want me to validate something you feel, then you need more lessons. You need to stay in college here at the Kevin Jackson University, the Blacksphere University, TBSU. And many of you have begun to outgrow the need for validation from this program because you're beginning to get it. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about, folks. Illegals, Comey. So keep it here. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Kelly Cook, Chief Marketing Officer for Kmart and Sears. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Kmart to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together, we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Kmart's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Battles of leftism wage all around you. I want you to see the world as a battlefield. See America as a battlefield. And there's fires and explosions going all around. And I want you to make yourself a little campfire and start roasting s'mores. You know, start roasting marshmallows. Putting them over the fire. And start singing campfire songs. Like, we're winning, we're winning, we're winning. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The wars are being fought all over the place, but you know who's fighting? It's Democrats fighting themselves and occasionally us coming in and helping them commit Harry Caray. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Wars are raging on multiple fronts. And hey, here's a good question for you while we're on this subject. How much turmoil do you see inside of the Republican Party? How much? Do you have a squad? You have a group of Republicans that are making so much of a ruckus that the news cycle is built around them? Because I see that on the left. I see their squad, those four lunatic Democrats, who are costing the Democrats the election, even though they did a good job before having those four. Those four Democrats are costing the Democrats any possibility of a win in 2020. And let me tell you, I can't speak for those particular districts, because if you were crazy enough to elect those people, then maybe you're crazy enough to reelect them. But other Democrats are afraid of what AOC and gang are doing. Nancy Pelosi is dismissing them. Congressional black circus clowns are calling them racist and saying they're using race as a crutch. I want you to understand the battle that is waging within the Democratic Party. As you look at the landscape that I just laid out for you earlier, battles waging all over the place. Border battles. Do you believe in your heart of hearts that the American people want to see open borders, that they understand letting illegals have, for example, health care for free for what you are paying thousands of dollars to get, and to get substandard versions? Do you believe that we are losing the border battle? Simple question. Yes or no? Do you believe that Donald Trump is losing the battle on the economy? Simple question. What do you think? Do most people look at the stock market and go, holy crap, look at what Trump built? Or do they go, oh, that's Barack Obama? Do you believe that the lowest unemployment for blacks and women and Latinos is something that is a winning situation for the Republicans or a losing situation? Do you believe that Donald Trump's handling of foreign policy, his shooting down of an Iranian drone, is a good thing in terms of how people feel about Trump, or a bad thing? Because let me tell you what happened during the era of Obama. We had a drone shot down. It was a Lockheed drone. Super secretive stealth drone. It looked like a mini version of the new B bomber. I don't know if it is a B-2 or whatever. It was a mini version of it. And the Iranians took a picture with it, showed it. Barack Obama did not get that drone back. They then, the Iranians, reverse engineered it, sent it over into Israel, and Israel shot it down, shot their version down. And re-engineered version of our drone using Iranian technology. Exact version. Then Barack Obama sent Iran billions of dollars, some of it in the dark of night. Release all of the banking so Iran can enter the world of terrorism free and clear. And Donald Trump has done quite the opposite. Let me ask you, which one has America's best interests in mind? Here's what I'm trying to tell you folks listening to the Kevin Jackson Show. You can stop worrying. The American people know who care and who doesn't. They know it. Now, the media will try to convince you that AOC and her squad are making headway, that these are people that are going to convince Americans that we are a terrible country. Let me tell you something, and I want you to hear this loud and clear. Americans are sick and tired of people who continually criticize us. Let's bring this from the macro level to the micro level. You as an individual, you know you're flawed, right? You know that you are not worthy of the grace that God puts on you every single day. You do things, you sin, and you are hard on yourself, as you should be. You're hard on yourself because you want better for yourself. Wanting better for yourself. I'm not talking about better clothes and better cars and better houses. I'm talking about better for yourself. You want better for yourself because being better actually brings you closer to God. You are seeking a God-like existence. I don't care what anybody tells you. I don't care what your theology is. This brother gonna break it down for you. Forget the Bible. Let me tell you what you seek. You are programmed to seek the best within yourself. And when you don't achieve it, I don't care whether it's in a sport you pick, and whether it's in a competition you win, whatever, you're tough on yourself, because winning it, achieving it, gives you a form of godlike feeling. Now, Most of us control that emotion by saying, I'm no God. Yes, I ran my race the fastest, or I happened to win the award for my movie, like Bleeding Blue won its award. All right? So all I'm getting at is that we seek this godlike presence, this godlike thing. It's innate. So you can criticize yourself. You can say, man, Kev, you know, you need to work out more. Stop complaining, Kevin. Get on a treadmill. Get in the gym. Blah, blah, blah. But if somebody else comes up and says to you, man, you look fat. You need to work out. You go, here's your natural defense mechanism says, yeah, maybe I do. But it's a personal thing. I choose to be who I choose to be. I may not be perfect, but I'm looking to be perfect. I'm looking to be better. So I need you to back off. I'm putting this in terms that the average American looks at and says, okay, great. I'm not the perfect country. Let's go back to the macro level. I'm flawed. Yes, we have created conflict in other nations. Yes, we have started wars or contributed to this or that. We've done all those things. But you know what we also have done? We've invited people from all over the world to come in and be a part of what we are. And we've corrected most of our wrongs. And I'm going to tell you something. I'll be doggone. Maybe I'm going to let you criticize me. That's what I'm talking about. Now, see, Donald Trump taps into that emotion with everything that he does. And it's a very simple reason. He really loves the country. Barack Obama couldn't tap into that emotion because he doesn't love the country. Omar can't tap into that emotion because he doesn't love the country. Democrats, leftists, progressives, whatever you want to call them, can't tap into that emotion because they don't love the country. We got more to talk about, folks. Keep it here. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is meeting with Pakistan's Prime Minister at the White House on Monday. The two will be discussing numerous topics, including trade, defense, and the war in Afghanistan.
So we're working with Pakistan and others to extricate ourselves. Nor do we want to be policemen, because basically we're policemen right now. And we're not supposed to be policemen. We've been there for 19 years in Afghanistan. It's ridiculous. And I think Pakistan helps us with that because we don't want to stay as policemen.
Earlier on Monday, President Trump and the First Lady paid their respects to the late Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens. Stevens died last week at the age of 99 after suffering a stroke. Stevens' body is lying in repose in the Great Hall of the Supreme Court building. And Senate Democrats are rolling out legislation aimed at protecting illegal alien children and families in custody at the U.S. southern border. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What they call our country garbage, I don't care about politics. I don't care if it's good or bad about politics. Many people say it's good. I don't know if it's good or bad. I can tell you this. You can't talk that way about our country.
That, of course, is President Trump saying that on my watch as president, anybody that talks about this country will get a tweet, and they'll get more than a tweet. And in fact, they should be investigated in some cases and probably sent back home. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Go home. Go back. Whatever it is. Go somewhere. If you're a representative of America, a congressional representative, and you are talking bad about this country, that should be reason for impeachment. I'll be honest with you. Now, Kevin, you're starting to sound like them. No, I'm not. A representative of America should represent America first. Period. Don't talk to me about border issues. Don't talk to me about immigrants. Represent your people. And don't tell me New Yorkers, wherever Ocasio-Cortez is from, are concerned about border issues. New York isn't even a border state. I could see somebody from Arizona arguing that, or Texas, or New Mexico, or California perhaps, but I can't see anybody from New York talking about, I'm going to go down and protect people on the border. That isn't what your representatives elected you for. I want to dig in. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this because I think it will come up in more conversations. But Ilhan Omar shouldn't even be here. Let's be honest. And if we were smart as a nation, we would say to people like her, you need to go back to Somalia. And you know what we'll do? We'll send the film crew to track your life as you go back to Somalia and see how things go for you over there. See if you're held in as high esteem over there as you are here. See, the left want us to believe that people in Minnesota really love Ilhan Omar. I know nothing about the politics of Minnesota, but here's what I do know. I know the pulse of a nation. And I would bet you money the majority of Minnesotans are embarrassed by Ilhan Omar. And the only reason she got elected is because they brought in all these Somalis, put them in an area, gerrymandered it so that she would win, and now she's become a real pain in the butt. And Democrats don't know how much can you get behind somebody who is truly anti-American, anti-Israel, an anti-Semite, and a racist. How much of that investment can you make in her? Anyway, here's what, there's a much bigger story about her and how she got here and all these other things that I think is going to blow up with the Democrats. And I said earlier in the broadcast, there are all these battles waging all over. You sit down, make a campfire, get your brewskis out, start roasting your marshmallows and your hot dogs because you don't even need to get in the fight. The fight is Democrat on Democrat. The fight is Pelosi against a whole group of people that four, as Pelosi says, there's only a few of them, whatever, they get more press than Pelosi and Schumer. Now, Schumer's going down to the border. And I want to say one quick thing before we get into this clip. Schumer, who said we need to stop the scourge of Mexican invasion, goes down to the border, claims that he verifies that these people are living poorly, didn't say a word during the time of Obama. Nothing's changed. In fact, things are better at the border under Trump than they were under Obama. And suddenly it's become an issue. So here's what I'm trying to tell you. These people are having to pick a side. Chuck Schumer is effectively validating Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in defiance of Nancy Pelosi. So look at the landscape. I want you to just view around. Look at all the fires burning. And here's what I'm going to tell you. There is not a single fire that will burn a conservative Republican village. There's not a single war waging that will impact conservative or Republicans. Every war that you envision as you look around the landscape is a war for the Democrats. It is a war of their creation. It is a war that they cannot win because they are fighting themselves. Just recently, and I'll talk more about it, there's a story by a guy named Nader who worked with the Russians. He was investigated by Mueller, and it turns out he's a pedophile. Surprise, surprise. Right? Somebody tied to the left is more tied to the Russians and more tied to pedophilia than anybody in Donald Trump's circle. Yeah, another one of those fires. You want to know another fire? A fire that they're not going to be able to put out? The Russian investigation. We'll play a clip from Barr here in a bit that talks about that. All these fires are Democratic fires. You can settle down. You don't have to worry about it. Anyway, let's play this one clip. Tucker Carlson talking about Ilhan Omar and her way she got to America.
David Steinberg spent a decade in media as New York editor. He has been closely investigating Ilhan Omar's background for years since she entered public life. He's cultivated sources within the Minnesota Somali community. He knows as much about Omar's background as any reporter could know. Very few are interested, but he's deeply interested, and he should be. Just this morning, Steinberg released a piece on Powerline blog. In that piece, he repeats the claim that Omar married her biological brother. And then he makes this stunning allegation, sourced to members of the Minneapolis Somali community. Quote, in 1995, Ilhan entered the United States as a fraudulent member of the Omar family. That is not her family. The Omar family is a second unrelated family which was being granted asylum by the United States. The Omars allowed Ilhan, her genetic sister Sara, and her genetic father Nur Saeed to use false names to apply for asylum as members of the Omar family. Ilhan's genetic family split up at this time. Ilhan's three other siblings, using their real names, managed to get asylum in the United Kingdom. Unquote. Remarkable. Steinberg goes on to say Ilhan's brother was one of those three siblings, and that she was later legally married to this man, her biological brother, from 2009 until 2017. It's a shocking claim. So far it is unproven. Omar has denied the story, but she hasn't disproven it. The Minneapolis Star Tribune, Omar's local newspaper, responsible for a lot of fawning coverage about Omar, has tried to investigate the matter. They say they can neither confirm nor rebut the allegations. Omar is not participating. Last month, the paper noted that Omar has refused even to provide the full names of her immediate family. Let's read that again. The paper revealed last month that Omar will not even reveal the names of her family. None of her relatives have come forward to comment on this, by the way. It is all bizarre, but it deserves to be investigated. There is far more smoke here than there ever was for the idea that, say, the president colluded with Russia to rig the election.
So that's the Omar fire that's burning, and the leftists, the Democrats, the progressives are going to have a fine time putting that fire out when we learn that Ilhan Omar lied to get into the country, fraudulently got her brother in through some sort of a marriage arrangement, and who knows what that freak show was about, and then lied about her taxes and her marital status, paid off, using campaign funds, paid fines related to that, or paid for her divorce with those funds. I mean, this is so typical Democrat. The rules don't apply to me. This is what I'm talking about, people. This is why I tell you, don't worry. Everything these people touch, everything they do, is tainted. The Democrats don't understand playing by the rules. And then what's so sad is they get to a country like America, or in the case of Hillary Clinton, they get to the top of the heap. And instead of enjoying the fact that they rose from squalor, from Arkansas white trash to presidency, in the case of the Clintons, they got to take advantage. They got to try to make millions, if not billions of dollars off of their rise. And what they're willing to do to get that power, to rise to that level, there's no limit. Ilhan Omar is a small version of that. I want you to imagine her with much more power. Yeah, it's a scary thought. But I want you to imagine AOC with much more power. Or Tlaib. Or Presley. Or Pressy or Presley, whatever her name is. Any of them. Then contrast that with a guy like Trump. A billionaire. Knows and understands the power. The power of the purse. The power of personality. The power of branding. And what does he do? He doesn't use any of it. He loses money as president. He is always talking about what's best for this country. Dissolves himself of all his businesses. Has his children effectively do the same. He is penalized for being a top American. He doesn't seek the power. He constantly says, let Congress take a look at it, and on and on. And what does the left do? They talk about him as if he's a dictator, that he's Stalinesque and Hitler-esque, and on, and he's everything but that, which you've learned that from this show, that, and probably elsewhere, that whatever the left tells you is a lie. It's what they seek, not what you seek. There was they tried to storm the border in far Texas. Storming the border, and the Democrats have said nothing. They pretend there wasn't a border crisis in the time of Obama, and now admit there is.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, raising our voices alone or together, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field, seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above, redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen, making ourselves heard on stage and on screen, showing the way in Silicon Valley, and showing up for others wherever help is needed most, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA or store jumper cables in your vehicle or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Not only do we know that the dossier was unverified, but we know that most of the dossier was false, and yet they continued on to spy on an American citizen and use that information as if it were credible, and they actually, it's even worse than that, Sean. Here's the problem, is the FBI knew it. They fired Christopher Steele, then continued to use him as a credible source, and now there's headlines out there saying that Christopher Steele somehow has this verifiable dossier. Let me just tell you, that's flat out false. John Solomon's reporting is accurate.
Greg, you know, I had to laugh when I read these stories in the Washington Post and Politico. They were essentially saying, oh, the IG found Steele credible, therefore his dossier must be credible. That is preposterous. Not only has Mueller debunked it, And the FBI debunked it, thanks to John's reporting. We now know that for sure. A year ago in my book, I went through every single allegations of collusion and debunked it. It was classic, as I wrote, Russian disinformation. What they always do is the Russians will throw in one or two tidbits of truth, which they did. But they had nothing whatsoever to do with Trump-Russia collusion.
Fires blazing all around America, folks. It is being burnt down. What is it? What am I talking about? What does a pronoun represent? It represents leftism being burned to the ground, scorched. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. Scorched earth is what the Democrats are. You won't even be able to recognize the bodies. It's going to look like a nuclear explosion. I mean, have you ever seen the pictures from Nagasaki or Hiroshima, and the people just were frozen in ashes? Can't identify them. Can't even identify them by DNA. That's what's happening to the Democratic Party. It will have no DNA left. 844-551-8255. Bogus information. By the way, before I even get into Comey's tweets, because that's what I'm going to talk about, I want to play something from a black Trump supporter. This is a woman that's been to prison. She's something else. I don't know her name. I saw a tweet, and she was, you know, giving a little talk about black folks and Trump support and all that, and her pride in dealing with Trump. And I just want you to hear what she has to say.
Is Donald Trump really? No, I can't say that he is. I ain't never heard of him being racist prior to running for president. That's just me, though. I mean, because any two ways you look at it, the man won his presidency without the black vote. What he need it for? What he need us for? Tell me what he need me for. He don't need me. But for some reason, he always get up on that stage talking about how low black unemployment is. He don't need to do that. He just do it. Because he legitimately cares. You never heard Obama get on stage talking about black unemployment. He couldn't. Because under his first 2 years with a Democratic Congress, it doubled. Black unemployment under Barack Obama doubled. How many of y'all know that? It doubled. It literally doubled. It went from 8% to 16%. How you get around that? No media say nothing about that. But Donald Trump, getting it to the lowest it's ever been recorded. Like I said, he don't need us. He does not need the black vote. The black vote didn't put him in office. The black vote ain't going to take him out of office. But the fact that he gets up there on them stages every chance he get and tells us how we are doing, because we, I ain't going to say that. We too crazy to realize it ourselves. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got to do that. He ain't got to get up there when he was running for president. He didn't have to get out there talking about, what do you have to lose? Vote for me. He didn't have to do that. But he did. And we grateful that he did. You know, it's some smart folks out there that happen to be darker skinned like me. Mm-hmm. You just got to find them. See, a lot of them scared to say something because they scared somebody going to say something back to me. I'm a step. What's up? You got something to say about Donald Trump? What? I ain't got no MAGA hat. My damn head too damn big to be trying to wear a MAGA hat. So I can't wear no MAGA hat out nowhere. But I got a MAGA sweater in there that I wear. I wore it to work. Nobody said nothing. I'm a big old They better not say nothing.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. I want to interject and play that because I want you to understand something. When I tell you I got my finger on the pulse, I got my finger on the pulse. There are many black people like that woman. They get it. They don't like being disregarded. They don't like being made fools of. And that's what the Democrats are doing to black folks. They're making fools of us. And she's awake. I don't know whether she was ever a Democrat. She didn't go into detail. Now I want to swing back and let you hear something that Attorney General Barr said about the various investigations and replacing Huber with Durham. And why that was such a big deal. I talked about it weeks ago. I told you Huber was appointed by Obama and he was slow walking stuff. And Barr said, enough is enough. He brought in Durham. And here's what Barr had to say about this latest part of the investigation.
Huber had originally been asked to take a look at the FISA applications and the electronic surveillance, but then he stood back and put that on hold while the Office of Inspector General was conducting its review. So he has not been active on this front in recent months, and so Durham is taking over that role. The other issues he's been working on relate to Hillary Clinton. Those are winding down, and hopefully we'll be in a position to bring those to fruition.
Welcome back, everybody. Fires blazing all around. Let me tell you where the fires are. The fires are in the Latino community, who are not monolithic, and the average American of Mexican descent or of Latino descent doesn't give a crap about illegal Mexicans coming in this country as an issue. They want them out in overwhelming fashion. The average American, when asked about open borders, I'm talking well over 70% said no to open borders. I just played you a clip of a black woman who said there is a lot more people that understand what Donald Trump's done for black folks than you can even imagine. They're losing the black vote. They are not. There's no candidate, not a single candidate on a Democrat ticket that can tell me they've got the youth energized. The youth may overwhelmingly vote left, but they got to be energized. When you think about that energy, I want you to think about Barack Obama. How much energy they had in 2008 for Barack Obama. How the youth overwhelmingly voted for him. Women who were told, you're going to lose your ability to have abortions or whatever else under Trump. Nothing's really happened to them. What are women's causes other than just saying, I don't like Trump because he's a womanizer? How are they going to rationalize that with the Me Too movement and practically every leftist on the planet getting caught up in the Me Too movement? How are you going to rationalize that? Jeffrey Epstein, that fire is blazing, hasn't even gone to where it needs to go. I promise you, it is going. There was a tweet I saw just the other day that said, hey, this is going to capture a lot of Democrats. Get ready. Let me tell you something, folks. While these fires and these wars are going on around you, just get your picnic basket, spread your blanket out, start your little fire, start roasting your weenies, your chestnuts, your marshmallows, making your s'mores, because you don't even have to raise a finger in this war. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. You think I'm just blowing a little sunshine up your kimono, huh? You think, oh, Kevin's an optimist. He's just trying to make you feel good. Let me tell you something. I'm a realist. I look at the amount of pounding of the Democrats. They so want you to believe that Ilhan Omar is a good citizen of the United States, that AOC only wants what's best for the rest of the world, and she's a compassionate individual, and if you feel any differently, well, shame on you. And I could go on. And you know what America's doing? It is rejecting these notions. It's rejecting it to such a degree, the left don't even want you to get a reasonable poll. Donald Trump, they said, is polling at 50% approval. Trump himself tweeted out, it's probably 10 to 15% higher than this. I've been saying this with every poll. He's at 39. That means he's at 54. Oh, he's at 44. That means he's at 59. It's 15 points higher, whatever they say. Don't believe them. It's all hype. All these fires going on around them. The Clintons about to go down. Barack Obama about to go down. You know what the big deal right now is? Oh, Michelle Obama, she's the most popular woman on the planet. Wait until they get the truth about these clowns. Wait until they get the truth about them. Oh, Kevin, don't you think Michelle Obama, if she runs, she could beat Trump? Yeah, let me tell you why Michelle Obama won't run. Because they're going to look at her past. And she doesn't have any excuses. She will not run.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.